talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex, with a capital S. And sex is what we talk about here on Radio Susie One, broadcasting live from Block Studios at the Speakeasy in the soul of downtown LA. Sex is what we talk about. Sex. Love, life, and death. And tonight, we're going to begin with a little emphasis on, well, all three. Actually, all four. Sex, love, life, and death. That's right. You might think that we have the Black Max engineering our show tonight, but that is actually Brother Brandilio. Hey, Brother Brand.
Hi, Dr. Susie.
Wearing the Max hat. I have his picture on my Twitter.
I just need a cigarette.
Well, you know, that's the past. That's no more. There's the past, there's the present, and the future. And the future looks bright, partly because in the present, he's no longer smoking cigarettes.
Because that's dangerous to do in a hospital.
Yeah, in the hospital. No, you're put in the hazardous materials chute if you smoke cigarettes in the hospital. But Max is on the line right now, live from the hospital, USC University Hospital. He was almost live from the ICU, but he was just moved up to the step down unit. So let's turn the music down, because this is a very special call right now from my Max, who has just survived battle with the forces of death on the battleground of a quadruple bypass operation. Brother Max, are you with us?
Good evening, Dr. Susie.
So good to hear your voice, darling.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. And very loud and clear.
I hear you loud and clear, too.
All right.
So I am here in my beautiful room.
your room, your private room, which does have a lovely view of all the destruction of the fires in the Glendale Hills.
That is correct. And near the mountains.
It's amazing how great tragedy can look so beautiful sometimes.
It is, but the smoke is everywhere.
The smoke.
Yeah.
So you quit smoking and you've got smoke everywhere anyway.
Right. Just huge plumes.
Plumes, yes. Billows and clouds.
Billows of smoke.
And cartoon creatures.
So how is the studio tonight?
The studio's nice. It's quiet. We don't have a bunch of people. You know, it's basically speakeasy homies tonight.
Right.
That's it. Just the people that, you know, live here and Chef Daniel.
Well, I wanted to, if nothing else, do a tribute.
To Michael Jackson? No.
No.
To USC.
To all of us in USC, which saved your life a few years back.
Absolutely. Amen and amen.
And sort of, I guess, saved my life this time around.
I guess.
I am lying in my room with stockings on. White, very sexy.
Very stylish stockings.
White stockings. No panties.
No panties?
No panties. But no catheter either.
And no catheter, right. And, what else?
Well, the stockings are pretty cool. I have to sort of take a moment with the stockings.
Yes.
Of course, I don't know if you all know how a bypass is done. It's very amazing, really astounding. But they take veins from the legs and connect them to the heart and basically retire the old blocked, pun intended, up arteries. So they have to do these incisions in the legs, and so, you know, you wear stockings, and they really kind of look like the kind of stockings that I would imagine our founding fathers wore, like these kind of heavy white stockings with little garters at the top. So our fetishists would really get a kick out of your stockings, Max.
Right.
You really look like Ben Franklin. So anyway, so this was all very sudden, was this not? I mean, we didn't know we were going to be here, like, less than a week ago.
Well, basically, I went in for a headache and ended up with a quadruple
bypass.
Quadruple bypass.
Cardiothoracic operation.
Yeah.
Very masculine sort of surgery.
Yeah,
you know?
Very masculine sort of surgery. It's highly advanced surgery. It's about 30, 40 years old.
Yeah, it's old. I think at least 30, maybe 40 years old. Yeah.
And it kind of works like this. The doctor has to go to medical school. And he has to go to sewing classes.
Right.
Because there's two parts of this high technology. One is a little box and pump that they put your heart on while they sew the new arteries onto your heart.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, here we are in a factory surrounded by, you know, seamstresses that could, like, make 100 times as much money if they just became surgeons.
That's correct, right. And I was watching this afternoon when you guys were here, I was watching him taking and sewing up a hole about the size of a penny, three of which have three in my stomach.
Right.
And
I was watching that too. It was quite amazing.
And here's this doctor.
It's called extreme sewing.
Yeah. It's like extreme sewing. It's just really kind of mind-boggling.
Blood spurting everywhere. I mean, it was quite amazing, and Max breathing. And by the way, he did not take the painkiller before this procedure, but after. So that was very, very strong.
Could have been taking a lot of painkillers.
Well, yeah, in general. USC is good with that.
A lot of Vicodin and a lot of
system, morphine.
What's the other stuff?
Morphine.
Morphine.
Right.
The bad kid there, morphine.
Good stuff, when you need it.
Yeah, when you need it, you know. And I'd never take a morphine.
It just tackles that pain like the flying nun on steroids.
That is correct, right.
It's really good. It's really good for that. But it kind of makes you a little crazy. And
yeah, it does.
A little incapacitated.
That's crazy.
Although you took it sort of recently. When did you take it? And you sound very lucid.
I took it about an hour ago.
Oh, wow.
For the pain. So, you know.
Yeah, so you don't sound like you're hallucinating or anything. When I was on morphine, I was just seeing, you know, rats falling from the ceiling and, I just had all these visions.
Talking, because I have to take a pee. Hold on.
You have to take a pee.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. A little golden shower here. All right. So here we go. Maybe some people would like to ask Max a question about having his chest split open like a chicken. He'll be back soon. Lisa, come forward. You could...
Lisa
you should talk. This is a home show tonight. Here, get closer to the webcam here. I don't know which microphone is best, but...
Two.
Okay, stay right... Yeah, there you go, on the Mexican microphone. We're very multinational.
Max, a question now?
Yes.
Hi, Max.
We're Mexican-Americans.
I don't think he's at the phone right now.
Oh.
No,
he's using the facility.
He's using the facility, which is a little bucket. At least he doesn't have to have a catheter anymore.
Hi.
Hi, Max.
I wanted to know if you actually, when you were having surgery... Were you dreaming of anything, or did you go into a certain...
I had a very mild experience, and the only thing that I came across was I thought Evie was in the room.
Evie?
Yes, he thought there was a snake in the room. That wasn't when he was deep in surgery, though. That was actually when he was coming out. I know when it was, because he... heard the hissing of one of the instruments and saw the wires.
Okay.
And he thought there was a snake.
Yeah, I thought it was a snake.
Which is really a valid thought.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I was completely seeing things.
Right.
You know, that didn't exist. But when he was under, he was on, among other things, propofol, like Michael Jackson.
Right.
Speaking of which, happy birthday, Michael Jackson.
Happy birthday, Michael.
Happy birthday, Michael.
Thank you for making me feel good today, because I was baby.
Thank you for saving Max. I kind of feel like somehow, I don't know, that's connected.
Michael was with you.
Yeah. Michael was with you, the angel
holding your hand.
Michael Jackson.
Totally.
I'll be there, you know. He'll be there. He was there.
To comfort you.
Dance. I love that. I like
be
that.
Your friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Max was on propofol, and the doctor was telling me, this is propofol we're giving him. And I said, uh-oh. He says, no, it's okay. I said, yes, just do not try this at home.
Right.
It's legal.
Right, it's something to take in the hospital.
God, I got so many wires still around me.
You've got a few.
How are the nurses treating you, Max?
The nurses have all been very nice.
Where's that cute little Mexican
except
one?
Except one.
The mean one.
Except the one.
You got rid of her, though.
The nurses are incredible at USC.
But
it wasn't a her, it was a guy.
It was a guy, oh.
Yeah, and he wasn't really a USC nurse, he was an agency nurse.
Oh,
because
that's so good.
On certain weekend hot nights, a lot of people call in sick in ICU.
Mm.
And that's what happened last night.
And then they bring in...
They bring in the migrant nurses.
Oh.
I'm surrounded by Hispanic nurses.
They're the best.
Japanese nurses.
Filipino nurses, I think,
Filipino
are
nurses.
Kind of the best. But.
And.
Only thinks I'm Hispanic. That's
the reason why. We can have a discussion about that. I've had some Filipino nurses that have just been amazing.
Some Filipino nurses.
Yeah, because they have this whole system of nursing. Very elaborate. But you have a variety. Right, Max?
Yeah, I have quite a variety, actually.
But the one guy that was the agency nurse, he was very rude and and just surprised Max in the middle of his morphinated night and pulled out a bunch of wires and starts saying, "The machine's not working." Now, I don't think that's proper nurse behavior.
No. It sounds like someone...
When he first described it to me, I thought he was having a morphine dream. I said, how could a nurse do that?
Yeah.
That's not possible. But then I talked to these nurses and found out that, yes, they did do that. This guy. So...
Jeez.
We kicked ass.
Yeah.
Took names and got rid of him.
Good. Jerk.
So... Let's see.
You can't treat a prince like that.
Hey, what?
Yeah.
I said they can't treat a prince like that.
That's right. I'll show them. I'll send my knights in here. And my warriors.
We'll be all off with their heads.
And
yeah.
We will take them out one by one.
Yeah, yeah. Max was really in true Max form last night. Yelling at people. He was yelling at the nurses. And at first I thought, oh my God, I have to kind of quiet him down. But it turned out that he was right.
Yeah,
no, I was right. And I wasn't really yelling. I was just being very stern.
Well, you had that, you had your big voice on, baby.
Well, yeah, it was my big voice.
Yeah, you had your big voice.
So step away from the bed.
Yeah.
That's the I'm not playing with you voice. I mean this.
So this is your first surgery besides, a tonsillectomy.
Yeah, besides my tonsils, this is my first surgery ever.
Cool. Yeah. A quadruple bypass.
That was a long time, too, because I remember 8 o'clock they started.
You didn't say a drupal bypass, did you?
No. No.
It's pretty good, though.
I know you'd like that.
Actually, it did. It drupal is inside the quadruple.
Yeah, it is. Can't help it.
Sure is.
Drupal's inside of you.
So I also have... I'm breathing in oxygen.
You're breathing in oxygen. Yeah, you've got the little...
oxygen tank.
Yeah, you and Michael Jackson. Right. Mm-hmm. You have certain similarities, except... Right. You're alive.
And
he's an angel.
It's very pleasant, yeah. Very pleasant. The food's not bad.
Yeah, the food is not bad.
For a hospital. Yeah.
It's okay. Not very salty. Not as good as Chef Daniel's food, but...
No. Not quite.
Chef Daniel's here. I think he
Chef
wants to
Daniel,
say something.
Chef Daniel, say hi.
Yeah. Hey, Max, what's happening?
How you doing?
It's very nice to be here.
But I will tell you something, guys. This is really actually quite a precision operation.
Definitely.
When I watched them get their studio ready, or what they call their theater of operation.
Yes.
It was really something else.
Welcome back.
To watch them do it.
Yes, and are you insinuating that we should become more like a surgery team?
Actually, that's what I'm insinuating. Because it was just, all that happened was, the performers just walked in.
Uh-huh. The performers being the surgeons.
Yeah, being the surgeons.
And everything was already set up, ready for them to start.
Everything was set up. There was no, nothing left unturned.
I believe we do that here.
We're doing it.
Yeah, no.
We prep and we set all the mics and test the equipment.
Sounds great, actually. I can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah.
And only sometimes things fail completely.
Yeah.
Right. We have a pretty good percentage of success.
And then we had...
excellent.
The clowns came by to see us.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. We had Freak Ball and Toots the Clown.
That caused quite a sensation.
Yes, they had their noses. They didn't have all the makeup, but they were in clown light.
At the hospital.
At the hospital, right. Yeah. They had on clown noses and, like, pink hair and a hat.
I read the Twitter, or your Twitter on it. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, they were sweet.
They moved right through security and everything.
Yeah.
And, of course, one of the clowns had this type, a little bit different, but a similar type of heart operation.
His was a single bypass? Or?
His had more to do with a valve.
It was
a valve. But, you know, it was different on the inside, but basically the really tough part about the bypass seems to be the cracking open of the chest.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like a crab.
Being that close to the heart.
But Max has a strong heart. He has a very strong heart. This is what we heard.
Clogged arteries
from all that good living.
It's very much like...
I feel partly to blame.
For the good living.
Yes.
Cutting the chickens. Cutting the chicken in half. That's basically what they do.
Right.
They just cut you in half. Now, it's kind of interesting. I would really like to see how they do that so precisely. Because when I cut a chicken, it ain't all that precise.
Well, do they use a knife or a saw?
Scalpel.
Scalpel is nothing. They need some major stuff there.
Oh,
I don't know how they cut through the chest.
Yeah, no, I mean, they need to have...
Like a buzz saw or something.
They have a bone saw.
They must have some kind of little piece of equipment.
They must.
That doesn't, you know, then cut down through the bone and to other parts of the...
And how do they fit the bone back together? I mean, is it sort of...
They sew it together. They tie it together.
The bones are tied together.
Yeah, and then they're glued.
Right.
They're glued and tied, and the skin and everything else, the wounds are also they use super glue.
Super glue, yeah. Sure.
Right.
That's what I use to fix my fingernails.
Carve the date in on the bone.
Except the weird thing about super glue is it doesn't stay forever. When I try to stick a fingernail on with super glue, it comes off. But I know this super glue is a special kind of super glue. And maybe it's also that the flesh kind of joins.
Yeah.
The glue only starts the joining, and then the flesh joins.
Well, the glue just holds the skin in place for the new cells to start bonding to each other.
Yeah.
And then it grows out.
They kind of have sex with each other.
The pink flesh.
He's trying to get sex into the conversation.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have several heart doctors joining us.
Yes.
At the studio.
Yes. One of them made a telling joke because when he pulled out that chest tube, which was very dramatic, I said, "Oh, thank you so much. There's just so much bondage involved in this operation."
Right.
And he says, "Yeah, and not the good kind." So I thought,
You should invite him to the show.
Yeah, we're going to invite him to the show. The only problem is I can't remember his name because he's got one of these strange...
What nationality?
I don't want to say what nationality because then I'll sound like I'm prejudiced against that nationality.
Sorry.
Right. I just can't remember the name.
Yeah, we can discuss that offline.
Okay. Wasn't Filipino. I don't know. Oh, God. I could get, some flack for complimenting the Filipinos on their nursing, that I'm being racist or something, but they do have a big nursing school,
yeah,
right?
That's true.
Brand?
Yeah. They're renowned for their nursing.
Yeah, they have a huge nursing school.
They know how to care. So, honey, you're feeling pretty good. You can tell all the nurses and doctors you did a radio show the night before.
I'm feeling pretty good, but I'm not going to push myself.
No.
I'm a tired kid, and I got a good little half hour here.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell more stories when I get back. I love you all.
Oh, I love you too,
Max. Love you too, Max.
We love you too.
We miss you. We can't wait till you get back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be back shortly.
Very shortly.
Okay. I want you guys to be good.
And he has a nice, big, sexy scar.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I have a manly...
Very tough guy.
Very manly scar now.
Yeah.
Now, not only can I yell loud, I can unbutton my shirt.
Unbutton your shirt and scare people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and spit on my scar. And say, "Step away from my bed." So, I love you guys. I'm going to let you go.
Okay, sweetie.
Bye, Max.
Sweet dreams, Max.
Bye.
Love you.
Okay. Love you so much, darling boy. You're doing so good.
Bye.
Okay. That's Max, Prince Maximilian, Prince Max. Rudolph Lubkovitz, D. Leblevich, D. Phil and Jerry.
Phil and Jerry.
Broadcasting live from USC University Hospital. And he has survived really well. He's really doing good. A quadruple bypass, which is also what President Bill Clinton had. So it's right. Very popular. A lot of the manly men in our society get
my
this.
My accountant.
And your accountant, who I'm sure is a manly man as well. Counting all your money. Yeah. Okay, so from quadruple bypass to schoolgirl fantasy, this is a show that runs the gamut.
Yeah.
By the way, our phone number, if you want to give us a call, it's open phones tonight. We're kind of talking about sex, love, life, and death, and Michael Jackson as well. Happy birthday, MJ. And Matt from Boston is on the line. Oh, I didn't give out the number. 1-866-289-7068 if you're in North America. And anywhere else in the world, it's 213-749-1330. So line one, Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, sorry.
Okay, you got to give a little more energy to your voice, darling.
Okay.
Okay, that's a little bit more. Maybe a little bit more than that. Okay, so you have a schoolgirl fantasy, is that it?
Yes.
Yes?
Schoolgirls are hot.
Yep.
Okay, and are you a schoolboy or a school teacher or a school custodian? Or hopefully you're not in school.
I'm in college.
You're in college, okay. Well, you're a schoolboy then.
Are you currently dorming?
Excuse me?
Do you dorm, or are you living off campus?
Living off campus.
Oh, okay. So do you have fantasies about the schoolgirls in your school, or is this another kind of schoolgirl?
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
The ones in my school.
The ones in your school. Okay, well, that's cool. I'm glad to hear that, actually, because the other place was going to perhaps go into some, you know, problematic territory. I'm not sure. But the girls in your school or your age, that's all good.
Yeah.
Unless there's tentacles
involved. Okay. Yes.
Then that's okay. Yeah.
Which girls are these? Are these, like, the cheerleaders or the...
Are they the brainy
the smart kids? Girls yeah. Or the popular girls or the slutty girls?
The sorority girls?
Which ones?
The slutty girls.
The slutty girls. The slutty school girls.
Are those the sorority girls too, or just all of them?
Normal.
Normal slutty school girls.
Right.
Okay, Matt. So is it because of what they wear, or?
Yeah.
What do they wear?
Short skirts.
Especially now because it's hot.
Right. Short skirts. Okay, that about says it, right?
And it's almost shown.
Uh-huh. That's irresistible. Okay, well, you are a
riveting.
School... You have just about run the gamut here of our attention span. And, you know, you're in school, so go for it, you know. Try using that scintillating personality on some of these mini-skirted creatures and see if they'll help you to improve it. Okay?
Right.
Talk to them, right. And you'll probably become a little bit more, shall we say, social, garrulous, conversational. You could use a little work on that.
Okay? Mel said interesting.
Go up to them. Tell them you like their skirt, you know. See what that gets you.
Okay.
Okay, don't say you like their ass. Okay, just nice outfit.
Nice,
you could say that.
Skirt.
Nice skirt.
Okay. Fine day.
Maybe a bow tie or something.
Yeah. Or talk to them about,
watch,
you know, schoolwork. Yeah. Anyway, you will improve before you talk to us again, right?
I hope so.
Okay. Thank you, Matt. In Boston, yeah, I thought they had good schools there where they learned how to do public speaking. I think he's a little embarrassed.
Maybe.
I think there was more to it than the skirt. But anyway, we don't have time for that on this show. If you want us to go beneath the skirt with you, then you have to call us for sex therapy, where we're much more patient. Okay,
right.
On telephone sex therapy, we will be patient and get under the skirt as long as it takes. We will hold your hand while we go there and explore all the different things in as slow and quiet a way as you want to do. But here on the show, we got to move along. So Dylan is online too. He's got a foot fetish.
Dylan.
Hi, Dylan.
Hi.
Do you like bare feet or stocking feet or high heels or what?
Bare feet.
Bare feet. I just so happen to have bare feet tonight. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Toes.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do. And they're pedicured with pink toenail polish.
I usually do a therapy call with a client of mine.
And
Melissa has tickled my feet before.
Has she
now? She gets a feather duster, and we're on her phone and my phone at the same time, and he tells Melissa to tie my feet with my stockings. She gets the feather duster and
really?
Starts tickling my feet. Last time she was crocheting and was...
Wow. No, this is fascinating. This is great.
This is a good story.
And she's tickling your bare feet.
With her feet, actually. She was
with her feet?
With her feet. Holding
playing footsie.
No, holding the feather duster with her toes and tickling my feet.
And do you do this on webcam?
No, we just did it over the phone.
Well, you're wasting something. You got to get this guy to do webcam.
Yeah,
this
sounds true.
Like a real theatrical, extravaganza for phone sex.
Yeah.
Okay, so Dylan, what do you think about that? Do you like the whole tickle with the feather and the feet thing?
Yeah, that actually really turns me on.
Cool.
I actually have a thing with, sucking on toes.
Sucking on toes.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, that's very nice. That's also called shrimping, for those of you who don't know.
Shrimping.
Sucking, because the toes are kind of like shrimp.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I can see that.
Especially the curled ones.
Right.
See, I always thought that
Chef Daniel chuckles because
he loves shrimp.
See, especially a little toe like that,
yeah.
Kind of like a little curled shrimp.
Okay.
Absolutely. I thought shrimping involved straw, but I could be wrong.
Straw?
Just a little lemon juice.
I don't know.
Okay, so what I always thought shrimping was... when somebody has anal sex with somebody else, comes inside of them,
that,
and then...
You're way off.
That's like belching?
I don't know what that is either.
Comes inside and somebody sucks it out?
I like feeling...
That's belching. That's not shrimping.
When a guy's tongue is going in between my toes, that's what I like. That feels good.
That does feel good. Unless it's ticklish.
Is that what
he has to do it right.
Right.
Is that what you like to do, Dylan, is lick between the toes?
Yeah, and suck on toes.
And suck on toes.
They have to be, sexy women's feet, pedicured.
Right. What's your favorite dirty feet?
No. What's your favorite color nail polish?
For blue.
Red?
Red.
Blue.
No.
Blue.
Oh, blue.
Oh, I love you. Blue. I mean, I'm not wearing blue tonight, but I like blue. And usually the strict foot fetishes, they only go for red or maybe pink. But I like that you're branched out, Dylan, and that you're not sticking to the, the classics. But blue is good. Blue is good.
Yeah.
Small feet, too.
Wintertime toe suck.
I don't know. Do you like small feet or big feet?
I like small feet.
Oh, okay. I have medium feet myself. And foot fetishes vary. Hey, I have an idea for you for a cocktail.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you could put your cock between the toes. But anyway, now this is more along the lines of sucking. This is what I call a tequila toe shot.
Tequila toe shot.
Okay, so you could also do this with agua. You just like with the agua powder, you just rub it on the foot. Or if you're doing a tequila toe shot, you would rub salt and squeeze some lemon all over the foot. And you hold your shot in your hand. And then you might sprinkle a little of the tequila or the agua all over.
Please take notes, Lisa.
And take notes. Lisa is taking notes. That's great.
Sorry.
And then, depending on how you like to do it, you can just suck one toe or you can just kind of open your mouth wide. And if it's a small enough foot, just take the whole foot into your mouth. And then just down the shot, and there's a tequila toe shot.
And depending on how far you want to go, you just dip depends on the size of the bottle as well, I guess, too.
We have to do a foot fetish salon with the food and the drink, because we also do shrimping cocktails, which is where we actually put shrimp in between the toes, and you eat the shrimp, and then you put cocktail sauce all over the foot.
Oh, wow.
And then you kind of lick around and eat the shrimp and suck on the toes. You have to be careful you don't eat the toes and suck on the shrimp, though, because...
yeah.
Ha-ha. Do you like to bite toes? I hope not, because that's painful.
Yeah.
No, I just like sucking on toes and, like...
You're a good boy.
Right.
Having the girl, like, jack me off with her feet.
A girl jack you off with her feet.
Ooh, foot jobs are good times.
Foot jobs, yes, yes. You know, we have a fantastic video with a great foot job in it.
Which video?
It's called Eros Day, Orgy for Obama.
Yeah.
Starring Brother Brand's friend, Paris.
With as a huge schlong.
He does. He has quite an impressive schlong, you know. He is, you know.
I remember that. All of the porn stars had their feet on him, right?
Yes, yes.
They all took turns.
They took turns. You know, and it's quite impressive. They do a great job. They rub him up and down. He sucks on the toes, and he they also rub his cock between their feet.
I remember seeing that, actually.
And they have some beautiful feet. Jessica James and Cinnamon Love and Reagan Reese and Molinet and moi. Yeah.
Sweet feet.
Sweet feet. Good to eat. So you got to get that video. Are you? Yeah, you think so? You like videos?
Yeah. And I also like when I'm about to have sex with a girl, like, and like most people haven't heard of this, like, I like to finger her pussy with my feet and then have her lick her cum off my toes.
Well, now, aren't we creative here? Now, that is a little different. You know, you're a foot fetishist. You like to get your own feet into the act.
Yeah.
You know? Do you like when a girl sucks on your toes?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have nice feet?
Yeah.
How big is your foot?
What's that?
How big is your foot?
Nine.
Do you get them pedicured?
Yeah.
Oh, a metrosexual man. You get them pedicured?
Yeah, like, I was dating this girl for about a year, not too long ago, and she loved sucking on my toes, and, like, I liked it enough to where she wanted me to paint my toes.
Oh, really?
And so I did for her, and she loved it.
It's always good to do it for someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a lucky guy, or you might be, I don't know, I mean, to get a girl to want to suck on your toes and paint your toes and stuff,
yeah.
You must be kind of cute. What do you think, Lisa? You think he's cute?
He sounds cute.
I
think
now.
I would suck on
suddenly
his toes.
Now that I hear that, not to say that guys that just like to suck on girls' toes aren't cute, but
right.
If you can get a girl to suck on your toes, right. I think you gotta have it going on. Yeah,
really good at sucking her toes, if not
fingering. Not necessarily
her.
I don't know, there's some guys that could be really good at sucking my toes, but I would never suck their toes.
Right.
You know, for him. Okay, so
he just has, I'm sure he has really nice feet. He sounds like
do
he
you?
Probably takes
you have really nice
he
feet?
He gets pedicures.
Yeah.
He takes care of them.
Mm.
Gets home and takes off the socks and shoes right away.
So what do you do for a living? Are you a foot, shoe salesman, or what do you do?
No, I actually work at a plastic factory.
In a plastic factory? This guy working in a plastic factory has a pedicure. That's interesting to know.
I live in a plastic factory.
You do? I live in a factory, fortunately not plastic. Oh, the world. Right, we do. That was a good joke, actually, Brother Chef Daniel. No, that was. We do live in a plastic factory. There's so much plastic in the world. What kind of plastic things do you make? Just plastic in general?
PVC pipe.
PVC pipes, okay.
PVC pipes. That's so basic. Man.
Like sprinkler lines and stuff like that.
Wow. You know, we're choking the environment with plastic, but it's not your fault.
No.
Anyway, no. But I'm glad you find refuge from plastic and you know,
fingering
nail polish and toes.
Yeah.
That's good. So you have girlfriends. You're all right. You just wanted to call to chat about it, huh?
Yeah, like there's only one, my ex-girlfriend, I don't have a girlfriend currently, but she's like the only one that I've ever told that I have a foot fetish.
Yeah.
Besides, like, if I'm chatting online to a random girl that I don't know, then I'll tell her and get her opinion on it, but, like, I'm kind of shy about it, and so I'm just trying to call you guys and, like, open up a little bit.
Yeah, we're good for practice.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So this girl is a girl you're dating?
No, she was my ex. We broke up about a month and a half ago.
Oh. She's your ex, and you want to tell her about your foot fetish?
No, she's the only one that I have told.
Right. Oh, so you're not sure how you're going to do it with future girls.
I think you should tell them right away. If not, have that. No, I wouldn't say right away, but
I would,
eventually.
A lot of women have a problem with the word fetish, number
right.
one.
Oh.
Some don't. You know, the girls we know, but we're kind of in a certain world
environment.
Of freaks and fetishists. But a lot of girls, they hear the word fetish and they go, oh, you're weird. So what I would do if I were you, well, let's see. Do you like dancing or hiking? Pick one.
I like hiking.
Okay. Go hiking, and then when you come home, you offer to give her a foot massage.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know, and you might bathe her feet first. And, you know, you don't make a big fuss about it in a sexual way. You really just give her a good foot bathing, foot massage, you know, in a sensuous way.
Yeah, that's like what I did with my ex-girlfriend for her birthday. She loved riding motocross.
Uh-huh. Oh,
and,
yeah.
So I took her out riding and everything, and then came before she got home. I went to her house and, like, turned off all the lights and, like, put rose petals all the way from the door into the bathroom and, like, filled her with a hot bath.
You're sweet.
And, like, put rose petals everywhere in the water and then candles everywhere, and then when she got there, I kind of just, like, kissed her all over and kind of undressed her. And then she got in the bath, and then I joined her and kind of was just rubbing her feet and everything. And then she kind of, like, was getting kinky and kind of, like, rubbed her foot across my dick.
Mm.
And she saw that it kind of turned me on, and so she kind of, like, just played with my ear and stuff with her toes and then moved them in and then put them in my mouth. And then that's how she kind of figured it out.
Well, that's all amazing and hot. But, you know, don't expect that when you're dating a girl and you do this foot massage after the hike. You know, you're just going to keep... I mean, maybe she'll do all that, but maybe not. Probably not, I guess. Unless you're as cute as you seem to be.
It's very romantic.
Like, he's romantic.
Some girls, like, I'll just joke around, like, saying, like, what if I had a foot fetish or whatever, and most girls will be like, oh, that's weird, and then I'll just, like, drop it from there.
Exactly. Don't say, what if I had a foot fetish? Oh, come on. You're so cute and romantic and sweet, and you say that? Can anyone see that is a good thing to say? No. No one can see that as a good thing to say. No. You just got a little demon inside of you that just jumps out and says a stupid thing. You got to push that demon down. Don't say, what if I had a foot fetish? Obviously, she'd know you're talking about yourself.
Yeah.
Well, don't even talk about it. I don't think you should talk about it to begin with. I think you should just give her the foot massage. And, you know, the first time, do it really sensuous and good and really tune in to her feelings through her feet. Make sure you do a good foot massage. And then the second time, you can start giving it some kisses and see how she reacts.
Yeah.
See how make this a physical experience, and then get into talking about it. Did you like that? Well, guess what? I'm a foot fetishist, yeah.
Yeah.
No. You know, it does scare some women. So you know, don't go.
That would
don't
scare
go
me.
Exactly. I don't know. I've gotten into it myself through guys massaging my feet. That was way back when. Foot fetish was one of the first fetishes I kind of got into.
Yeah.
But if someone said to me, I'm a foot fetishist and I would like to, you know, fetishize your feet, I would go, you're weird. But that was years ago.
I wouldn't do that now. Starting off going
so
hiking or dancing.
Enjoy having your feet, like, worshipped and massaged and your toes set down and stuff?
We demand it.
Yeah, demand.
We
I love
demand it.
I
need it. I require it. I am a foot hedonist. You might be a foot fetishist, but I am a foot hedonist, and that is what you need, a foot hedonist.
Especially
for you.
After a show and dancing and
right.
having your shoes on all night.
Yeah, yeah. You need a good foot massage. Most women will like that, and you don't want a woman that doesn't like that. So that's
yeah.
a good test. It's a good test. Do the physical test. People talk too much sometimes about sex.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's good, and I'm a big believer in talk. I'm all about talk, but sometimes, you know, you talk yourself into a trap.
Yeah.
So, and you don't want to be trapped as a fetishist. You're more than that.
Yeah.
Way
and
more
like,
than that.
I love when the girl's having, like, a bad day or whatever, and she comes home, and then, like, I'm trying to help her out or whatever. I just, like, take off her heels for her and, like,
there you go.
Put lotion in my hands.
You can also do it that way. You can do it after she... You don't have to go on the hike. You can just go,
right.
you know, if she's been walking around in heels at work, you can do it then. That's a great thing to do,
okay.
you know? So go for it. You're a doll, and keep in touch with us. And you know what? Hello? Are you there?
Hello?
Hi. I'm going to give you a prize. I'm going to give
okay.
you a free DVD, the
okay.
Eros Day Orgy for Obama.
Ooh, lucky.
The 10th annual Eros Day, starring... Brother Brand's buddy, Paris, as one of the Obamaroses.
Obamaros.
Yeah, we had three Obamaros, or a few
well,
Obamaroses. He was Eros. He was Paris Eros.
He was Paris.
Really, he wasn't
Paris.
Really, he doesn't look like Obama.
No.
No, the other, Jonathan looked like Obama.
Yeah,
he was Obamaros. He was Paris Eros, and he gets a great foot job. So you'll be able to see the speakeasy.
Yeah, it's like a foot bang, really.
It is a foot bang, yeah. There you go.
Okay,
so call back and give your address to the receptionist, and we'll send it to you. Edited by Mar.
Yeah,
we're
going to
put you on hold.
Yeah, but in case we lose you, call back.
Yeah, keep in touch, Dylan.
Mm.
Bye, Dylan. I like Dylan.
Lisa likes Dylan.
I think I like Dylan.
You'd give him a foot job.
I would.
I think
I'd suck on his toes, too.
You would suck on his toes without seeing them? I might say I would give him a foot job. I don't know if I'd say I'd suck on his toes without seeing them. He might have just had a cute voice.
He might have just had
he might
a cute
have,
voice.
You know.
I think I'll just try the whole washing his feet first and then see what's going
okay,
on.
Okay, see what's going on before you put them in your mouth, you know. Before you put anything in your mouth, check
wash
it out.
It.
Yeah, wash it, put the light on.
Always look at it before you put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
Pour some
good looks.
On.
Yeah, you don't promise to put something in your mouth
that's true.
That you talk to on the radio. Okay, that's one of the lessons we learned. So we've got line four, Dave from Florida. We're going all over the country here. He wants to talk about positions. Hello.
Dave.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Dave.
So, what position are you in?
Excuse me?
Assume the position. Okay.
Downward facing dog. Go.
Go. Dave. What do you want to talk about with regard to positions?
Well, I only know a few positions, and I'd like to know more on, like different positions and stuff.
Different positions for what? For sex with a partner or for jerking off? You have a girlfriend? Boyfriend?
Yes.
You have a girlfriend?
Yes.
And, well, I mean, you do the basic positions, right?
Yeah,
doggy
style. Doggy style is pretty basic. Although in a way it's kind of exotic. Most people actually don't do it, but it's basic enough. Most people do the face to face positions like missionary, woman on top, and then spoon type positions. You know, and then there's doggy style. Okay, so you've done that. How about the yab yum position, the yogi position where you're sitting cross-legged with her sitting in your lap with her legs wrapped around your stomach or your waist.
No, I haven't tried that.
Can you do that? You think you could get in that position? Okay.
Oh.
What are you listening to?
Yeah.
You've got something on...
In the background.
Turn it down.
Turn it down. It's competing with us and...
We don't like it.
We demand total attention.
Okay.
Okay. Did you turn it down? Good. Okay. So, anyways, Dave, are you there?
Yeah.
What's your favorite position?
Doggy style.
I like girl on top.
A girl on top?
Girl on top.
Okay.
Have you tried girl on top facing away from you? I heard that's
there
called
you
a
go. Reverse cowgirl.
Yeah,
reverse cowgirl. Very good.
You should try that position.
No, I haven't.
Okay,
you get to check out the ass while she rides you.
Right,
you
yeah. Spank
nice.
It.
Nice, you could squeeze it or spank it or, you know.
Guide her. Or,
and then
scratch her back.
It's an interesting angle on the G-spot for the girl. You can also do, now here I go again with my racial stereotypes, but there's Asian cowgirl. You know what that is?
No.
You know what an Asian cowgirl is? Anybody know what Asian cowgirl is?
No.
Okay, you know how cowgirl, you're kind of sitting on the guy?
Okay.
Asian cowgirl, you're squatting, and you go up and down in the squatting position, because you're, like, picking rice or something.
You're in the rice paddy.
In the rice paddy. Okay, so she's got to have strong legs for that. What do you think about
balance,
Asian
she
cowgirl?
She has to have good balance.
And balance, yeah. Strong legs and balance, right?
From bed.
Athletic stuff.
Or the floor.
Now, you need to have strong legs if you want to do the He-Man, pick her up with her legs wrapped around your back and just kind of fuck her up against the wall.
Right. Or you can throw one arm under one leg so that you can actually hold one of her thighs up, like your right arm under her left leg.
Yeah.
Watch, think about
Did
it.
We lose you there? You there, Dave? You got
no.
that? Right no, your arm, what is it?
Right arm under her left leg.
You're
so
right.
She has
yeah,
her
like he hook, like
one,
hooks
oh.
it up.
Oh,
so
yeah, okay.
One of her legs.
Yeah.
So you can support her
there
as well
go.
As her holding your neck.
Right.
Remember to keep your knees bent.
Okay, you got that? Dave,
yeah.
You taking notes? You recording
yeah.
this? You're going to have to listen to the archive show because this is important detail stuff. If
yeah.
you want to really to do different positions... What was that?
Yeah.
He was clearing his throat.
Oh, I thought maybe he had bypass or something. Okay, how you doing there, Dave? You okay?
Rocking the emphysema.
Yeah. Okay, no emphysema now. You're too young for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got the black lung.
Are you masturbating, or are you just drifting off with the morphine?
Drifting off with the morphine.
Sister Morphine. Okay, Dave. Well, we're going to let you have sweet morphine dreams in all different positions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Why is he so quiet? Okay. Okay.
Is he alone or?
I hope so.
Is someone in the room?
No.
Okay. All right, Dave. We hope the best for you and, you know, assume the position.
Right.
Okay?
Have fun.
Yeah. Ciao.
Whatever position you take, defend your position.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there we are.
Yeah.
This is Radio Suzy 1 on the World Wide Web, Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation. We are broadcasting live from the speakeasy, celebrating Max's rebirth and Michael Jackson's birthday. Happy birthday, Michael
happy
Jackson.
Happy birthday,
Michael. And so we have something to play from Michael? Something? We're going to play? Okay, but I'm going to give out the numbers because, you know, if you want to call, talk about anything to do with sex, love, life, death, bypasses, Michael Jackson, foot sucking. I guess that's sex. Our number is 1-866-289-7068. If you're in North America, that's 1-866-289-7068. Or if you're anywhere else in the world, it's 213-749-1330. That's 213-749-1330. I'm here with Brother Bran, who is dressed up as Max,
Yay.
You know, wearing the Max hat. And we've got Sister Lisa.
I'm here.
Sister Lisa.
And Chef Daniel.
Hola.
And Brother Sister Mar, Brother Kendre, Sister Melissa,
is out there in the webcam room. Or what? Where are you? What are you doing, Melissa? Yeah. Are you doing something?
She's doing the webcam. Assistant.
She's doing Bran's job. What Bran would normally
do. I know what Bran normally does? No.
Bran.
I normally run a live stream where we have a chat room and a webcam.
Oh, okay.
And people can watch us
live. Oh, okay. So now you're doing that. Okay.
Yeah.
And I can't find...
Is it 420?
I can't find where I put the CD. Yeah,
and Sister Felicia is taking your calls. She is is there on the phones. And Brother Skip is...
he's the tech guy.
Getting into trouble.
No.
No.
He's our backup guy. He's always there.
Yeah, he's hanging out.
He's got new haircut as well.
Yeah. New haircut. He's got extra hair.
Extra hair.
Okay. So I hear the phone ringing. And that's 1-866-289-7068. We had our big 420 show last week with...
that was so much fun.
With
Michael Lerner.
Kush L.A. Right.
Kush L.A., he's the owner, Michael Lerner.
Right,
awesome.
And I noticed he offered free weed to Perez Hilton. I wonder if Perez took him up on that.
Hmm.
I wonder if it's a trick.
I think he does that with a lot of celebs. I just noticed the Perez Hilton. I think he says, you want some free weed? I don't know if any of them go for it.
They might.
You know, maybe the B-list people like us, you know.
Yeah.
Free weed? Where? Come on over. Yeah, we're here.
Hell yeah. Sign me up for that.
Perez has his people get it for
him. Yeah, I don't think he would get it personally. He would have his people.
Okay, so Michael Jackson, it's his birthday.
Happy birthday.
We miss him. Check out my blog, which is endlessly about him because I have had no time to do a new blog because... Well, it's been one thing after another.
Right.
And lately it's been bypass week.
Remember when I told you about that one client who wanted to have me play the a Michael Jackson song while he masturbated so he can finish off, so I played Beat It for him?
I don't even remember that.
I did. It was one of our other therapists, Bella, and myself and our client doing a three-way call. And he's like, I want to hear some music. Can you play some music? Oh, well, we can play Michael Jackson. He's like,
oh, it wasn't his idea to play the Michael Jackson.
It was my idea because he wanted just music.
Well, it's a good idea.
And then
I was about to get excited thinking there's a Michael Jackson fetish developing among our clients. There is out there in the world, but I didn't know that they were calling us yet. But
he wanted to play Thriller, and I said, no, let's play Beat It, because I think Beat It would be good.
Thriller's kind of sexy, though. I mean, for people that are into, like...
Thrills?
Zombies?
Well,
zombies, exactly. Yeah. I don't know about Thrill. I mean, I'm into Thrills. It's not my favorite. Thriller.
Well, the only reason why is because I think in your blog you might have explained that, or maybe you were just telling me a story on how Beat It is kind of like, you know, he stops the guys from fighting. And
he stops
beating.
The guys from fighting. It's very bonobo.
Yeah,
and he does this beat it gesture, this beating off gesture.
That's,
you know, none of the words to the song are about masturbating.
Right.
They're all about stopping fighting, which is cool. You know, make love, not war.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not about making love. It's about not making war, but then the gestures in the video are very sexual, very masturbatory.
That's what I had to explain to him, and he loved it.
He loved it.
He loved it.
All right, good. This is our interpretation, and we're glad we can at least, you know, do some therapy via this interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we played Beat It on his death day.
Mm-hmm.
So we were going to play something a little more sentimental, I guess, right? Especially because of Max's situation, like, you know, going off into the great unknown of life and death and surgery.
Going over to wrangle that.
I know, that's why I'm sort of stalling by talking about this thing, because, you know, we're...
okay. I killed it.
No, it's okay. You can lift the curtain and still, you know, do the show. So I'll be there. When he was a kid, he sang that with he sang it with the Jackson 5.
Right.
And he, you know, when you hear that now, Bran and I were listening to it when he was doing my hair last week and just thinking, Jesus, it sounds so prophetic that he's saying that when he's gone, he'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's gone.
Right.
And in many ways, he's here with us more than ever.
Yeah.
His spirit. I mean, I never met Michael Jackson. So in a way, for me, for people like me, and most people like me, never met him.
Right.
So his spirit is with us more than ever. because you know the news people never let us forget.
Yeah.
Right.
Ratings. No, it's also because of who he is.
Who he is.
Well, also, a lot of times as you go through, there are certain people that do have that true blessing to be able to see their death before it happens. And I'm sure Michael Jackson, with everything that was happening with him, was able to see that, I'm sure, from a very young age, with as much crap that he had to deal with.
I guess. You know, Lisa Marie Presley said that he always said, I'm going to go like your dad.
Right.
And, of course, her dad went through drugs.
Well, it was funny.
You know, relatively young.
You were just saying, I'll Be There was his song. And then Elvis, didn't he have that old Sinatra tune? Or what was Elvis's tune? I Did It My Way or something?
No, that was Sinatra's tune, My Way.
He kind of, right, but Elvis kind of, he did a rendition, he did a playoff.
I don't know, we'll have to send that into our research department.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, but
just
I'll
to have his own tune, just to kind of, I mean, Elvis never really, I guess, wrote his own tune. He snagged that tune, was I Did It My Way.
Yeah.
Elvis's birthday, I think, is like 2 days, 3 days after my birthday. So.
Are we having trouble finding I'll Be There? We can always play ABC. That was the one that influenced me the most.
Yeah.
ABC?
Actually, it's such a silly song.
I believe we're going to go with another one. But right now, I think we're going to do a
what are
commercial
we doing?
Break.
Well, we're talking about Michael.
Yeah, but they need to change the tape.
Oh, okay. Shh. Don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back. Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
We're back broadcasting live from the speakeasy, and we're talking about sex, love, life and death, and matters of the heart. Getting to the heart of the matter, and Max's rebirth. And Michael Jackson's birthday. Today is happy birthday, Michael Jackson. He would have been 51, but he is timeless. He is ageless now. He has entered the firmament of pop stars. Actually, he's way beyond most pop stars. I don't know who could compare. I'm not even sure if Elvis does. Maybe Elvis does. It's hard to say because Michael is freshly gone, but he's certainly a trending topic long after his death. I mean, he's got a lot of traction, got legs, especially in the afterlife. And I'm just amazed. I did a blog on him at all the people that feel so passionately about him, you know. People that were barely alive,
right?
You know, when he was singing, actually, because I mean, he hasn't been singing lately, or you know,
at all.
I don't think he sang much since the '90s, early '90s. Well, he did that concert in 2000, or I think he did a few things, but main stuff was in the '90s and the '80s, and of course, the swinging '70s
with
Little Michael.
He did put out that Millennium CD.
Right. When was that? In like 2000?
That was 2001.
One.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. But, hey, I think there's probably 9-year-olds that are upset about Michael that weren't even alive at that time.
Yeah.
It's quite amazing. And so, do we figure out a song yet, or we're still consulting about that? I'll talk about the song. How about like Dirty Diana? Dirty Diana.
How about we just let Michael talk about the way we make him feel?
Oh, the way you make me feel. That's a sexy song. That's a very sexy song. Very, very upbeat.
Very tuny. Every time I hear that song, it reminds me of that movie, Center Stage. I don't know if you've seen that movie.
No.
The one with, like, the ballet dancers?
Yes. Their ending
Never
finale.
Never saw it.
Oh, where's the make you feel from? Wait, the way you make me feel from? It's not from Bad. It's from Dangerous?
I think it is from Dangerous.
I think it's Dangerous's biggest hit. The way you make me feel. And it's got this hot woman in the video. Yeah.
Oh, there it goes.
Broad shoulders and a skinny waist. Mm-hmm. Very androgynous looking woman. Of course. Mm. Oh.
Yeah. I just remember the song and the thing where they're, like, pointing and, I don't know, doing something like this.
Oh, that squealing
and
is
right
so high.
Where she turns on and pulls out the ballerina skirt, and it's another ballerina skirt. I can't do it, but I mean,
I think he might have been a castrati. feet. See, we got the foot fetish thing going here.
Yeah. Wait, one more time. Again. Wait, give me 1 second. Okay, now I'm ready.
Ain't nobody's business. It's everybody's business, Michael. Come on. Everybody's business.
Yeah.
Michael is everybody's business. And that's why we love him, because we didn't really let him live his own life. Never did.
Did you see on Google on how they have, well, Google always changes their word with a picture, and they have his feet up as the O's?
I didn't see that, but that's really cute. Oh, man.
I saved it.
I'm pretty sure it's still that way.
Is it really?
If you
okay.
go to Google,
let
it
me
should
go
be.
Look at it. Let's see.
They actually
pretty
started
sure
it.
I Googled
oh, wait. I
want to
just
today.
Take a picture of this here.
The picture of the
picture of
Max.
Yeah.
You should turn off the flash. I learned that from Alex.
Well, but it worked. Looks good.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's all dark. I'm taking a picture of him. Okay, so was holding a cigarette. So now I'm going to Google. Is that what I'm doing? Am I? Why am I doing this? I
because
forget.
Of the Michael.
Oh, the Michael Jackson.
Yeah, they did
oh, that's
it last
lame,
night.
Though.
Oh.
But okay.
Yeah. It was cute earlier.
Well, I think it's cute that they have it. It's lame that I'm going to it while I'm doing a radio show. But I am. Here I am, doing it.
I tweeted about it right after.
God, is it hot? What the hell is going on? I don't have it because I have this whole Google thing set up here with
she
leopard.
Has her custom skin.
I've got custom skins. And
I saved it, actually. I right-clicked,
okay,
save
you can
images,
send it to me.
I will.
So it's got Michael Jackson's feet.
Yeah, like how in the
so
T-shirt?
Foot, feet are a theme. You got that, Melissa? Michael Jackson had some feet, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if anybody sucked on his toes.
I'm sure.
You think?
Maybe Lisa did.
Lisa?
You? Presley.
Oh, I thought you were saying... I thought Lisa was referring to herself.
No, not me.
Maybe you did. I was going to get really excited about that.
This story.
Yeah. So you think Lisa Presley would have sucked on his toes?
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, you know, if he wanted it. I don't get the sense. I don't know.
Maybe Brooke Shields did. Yeah.
But he had some feet with the socks and the loafers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of a silly combination, but he made it work. I don't think it will, you know.
No, he made it work really good.
Yeah.
The glove and everything.
And now, of course, a lot of people have done it since then. And the only way they can make it work is if they kind of look like Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah, they can't change
otherwise,
the outfit. It's
not
going to work.
Okay.
But see,
so
if you put attention to the feet, you better be dancing really good, because that's another reason why I think it's socks and stuff
yes,
like that.
Yes, the socks definitely drew attention to the feet. So we have Bobby from Boston on line 2.
Bobby Baseball.
Bobby from Boston.
Wait, is this?
No, the other one was Mark, I think.
A different somebody.
Or Matt.
From Matt from Boston. We got a Boston thing going on tonight. Okay. And he wants to talk about erotic hypnosis.
That's all you, Susie.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Welcome to Radio Susie One. Abandon
thanks.
All preconceptions, ye who enter here. So what's up with you?
I don't know either.
You're kind of curious. Did you actually call to get erotic hypnosis via therapy? You're not really calling the show? Or are you calling the show? It's just odd that someone would call for erotic hypnosis on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was just seeing how it worked. I mean, I just came across it.
He has no idea what I'm talking about.
I think he just wants some information.
Okay, and they just palmed him off onto the show here.
Possibly.
Well, guess what, darling? You're on the air. Is that okay with you?
Oh,
you didn't know you were on the air?
Hello.
What did you think you were calling?
I thought I was just calling you.
Well, you are calling me. That's me. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Lucky.
And a matter of fact, this is the only way you get to talk to me for free.
Yeah,
anyway,
lucky.
So.
You're kind of lucky in a way. But in another way, you're not so lucky because I don't actually hypnotize people on the air. Except, you know.
Yeah, I was just curious at what you do.
Okay, well, you said that like 4 different times. So here's what I do.
Okay.
Okay, so you're curious what I do. This sounds like a call for the receptionist.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
You didn't did you say you wanted to go on the air, darling? Did you want to go on the air? Did you want to go on the air to talk about something personal, something private? Did you want to talk publicly about your private life?
No, not really.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, you wanted to just say, I'm just curious about what you do.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, then I'm going to put you on hold, and you can talk to the receptionist, and she can tell you something about what I do.
Okay.
Bye, Bobby. Okay.
Okay, what do I do?
You do a lot of things.
Right.
A lot of different things.
You look very well.
Your host?
I look well, thank you.
You heal the world and make it a better place.
Aw, see, that's the Michael Jackson theme. Thank
good.
You. I'm glad to be one of Michael's angels on earth, healing the world in my own special way, using his Beat It song to help people to beat it.
Beat it.
And all the songs, the way you make me feel. Yeah, sometimes that's just the most powerful thing in the world, and that would make you just jump through hoops of fire, just the way a person makes you feel. You'll jump through fire just to be with that person.
That's true.
Sex,
isn't that what that song's about?
Absolutely.
Because, like, in the video, isn't he, like, kind of go through Gangsterville or something to get to this chick who's not even that interested in him, but just, like, a little bit?
Is it?
Is that the video where he's wearing red?
I think that's
beyond gentle
persuasion.
Let's
look that up.
No, he was. Wasn't that the blue shirt?
Oh, I don't know.
I think that's the one.
But he chases after this girl, and like through the street, through the streets, and then she goes into a club. Yeah, she's kind of like whatever, but then she goes into a club, and then, you know, and he kind of starts performing, and he just goes through hoops.
Yeah.
To get this girl, who I guess he gets in the end. I think he gives her a chaste kiss at the end.
First he has to have a choreographed routine with a bunch of guys in the street.
Right.
In the mist. And in the
There's
fog.
Always the guys in the street in the mist. That's a theme, a constant
theme.
It's Peter Pan and the Lost Boys, you know, kind of doing a circle jerk dance type thing. And then they go for the girl. They all get worked up. And then, you know, they run off and get the girl because...
They go to save Princess Tiger Lily.
Oh, that's true.
Princess Tiger Lily.
Yeah, Tiger Lily. Right, or Wendy. Well, no, they don't say... They save Wendy?
It's Tiger Lily.
Tiger Lily's the one they save.
Well, that's the one they would normally save. And then they met Wendy.
Then they met Wendy, who got jealous.
Wow, you know the story,
Lisa.
And
Tinkerbell try to kill Wendy.
And then there's Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell's
kind of a girl, right?
She is a girl.
Yeah, she is a girl.
She's a
fairy. Nobody looks at her in that way.
She's too little. She's this big.
That's me.
It would take like 5 of her to like give you a handy.
I want to be Michael Jackson's Tinkerbell. Yeah.
They'd have to have like hands across your cock or something.
Yeah.
Like anyway, we're part of the Michael Jackson juggernaut here at Radio Suzy One, and we're also just being reborn through Max's rebirth.
You want to sit here?
love, life, sex, and death. Correct.
Actually, that's there not the order. No, you want to get it right?
Yes.
Okay.
I would love to.
Sex. We start with sex.
Start with that.
Start with sex.
Yeah. Okay, because
the birth.
That's the, you know, the eye catcher, the grabber, sex. Everyone, you know, wants to get sex. And then you go to love because, you know, love makes the world go round. And it's related to sex. And then you go to life because, I mean...
Once you have sex and love, it's all good. No?
Well, it just branches out. I mean, because love, you can't talk about love without talking about the rest of life. It just intersects with everything else in life. And then, of course, death, because so far, that's where it all goes. It could change. We might not all have to die at some point in history, or in future history, but right now, it seems that we do all have to die. Might come back as zombies, but that's just not the same.
Right.
It's just, I mean, I don't think it's worth it to come back as a zombie. Bran might.
Well, so
Bran might already be back as a zombie.
Yeah.
You'll never know.
So to play with Matt,
never a pirate.
To have the sex and the love, and then to go into this surgery of his, it's got to be pretty interesting for him. To come to the other side, to have already
to a better life.
Yeah, to already experience the sex and the love and the life, and now to the death, and now to do it again. But
yeah, it's a rebirth.
Yeah,
you know, and I mean, it. You know, Max is not the kind of guy that usually likes aggressive intervention in foreign countries or the human body. I mean, he's not usually supportive of that for others or himself. I have been to some degree just because of my own experience where surgery saved my life a couple of times. But he's only had his tonsils out. That's it. And so, you know, when he hears that, he usually thinks, well, let's try vitamins, let's try
spinach.
Exercise, you know, spinning, right?
Spinach.
Oh, spinach. No, spinning, I think, is the main thing you try because I don't know. I guess I'm all for acupuncture and healing in different ways, but sometimes I do just come back to good old mother modern medicine.
Right. From
and,
the earth.
And it's not really from the earth. It's a human it's guys sewing. It's cutting and sewing, and it's crazy. It's just crazy to me that it works, but it does work.
Oh, right.
And I guess that, you know, his former father-in-law, a couple of wives ago, had gotten the same diagnosis a few decades ago, and he chose to pretty much ignore it. He said, well, you know, I'm feeling good. I don't need this. And he didn't get it. He had a heart attack two months later.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if the doctors were just right on, spot on, and just knew he was going to have a heart attack, and that's what they said. Or perhaps the power of the doctors is that they planted that idea in his head, and he couldn't get rid of it, and eventually it squeezed his heart into a heart attack. I don't know.
It sucks.
It sucks. It does. Because these are the new high priests of
society.
Our society. Yes, they are. This is the temple of life and death, the hospital. I mean, people go to church, you know, and people
go
to synagogue, and people go to mosque and Buddhist, whatever, you know, and they do all that stuff for fun and inspiration. But when their life is at stake, most people go to the hospital. Not everybody. There's a few people that, you know, just will pray in the church. And of course, there's a chapel in the hospital, and people are praying. But the main thing they're doing is not putting their loved ones in the hands of priests and rabbis. They're putting their loved ones in the hands of these people with white coats and stethoscopes.
And sharp knives.
And sharp knives. Very sharp knives. Super sharp. And sewing needles. And they put their trust in these people. I put my trust in these people. It's really quite extraordinary. I'm not saying it's good or bad. It's just our faith now, to a great degree. Not fully. We question, and I questioned, and they kept giving me percentages, you know. And then we decided, okay, we're going to put our faith. We're going to let you cut. I'm going to let you cut my loved one open. And They did. I said, the night before, I said to him, I said, I feel like I'm sending you in to be beaten up by a gang.
In through the outdoor, almost.
Yeah. And he is kind of beaten up, but it's in a very skilled way, I think, I guess. It is. And my hat is off to USC. They have a great team there.
It was a great hernia operation, I
hear. Yeah, right. It went in there for a hernia.
He said headache.
Oh, God. We have five?
Yeah.
Oh, that's plenty. Okay. He went in there for a hernia. And, they found blockage. I said, I'm sorry, you know. It's my family.
Yeah.
Yeah, blockage.
It's part of life. You know, we get him back. It's cool.
We do. We get him back. It's amazing. It's just an amazing kind of old-fashioned cut and paste operation. Cut and paste, you know? That's really what it is.
To bring it to today's.
And also to something that Max does. He does cut and paste.
Cut and paste. Yeah. Let's bring this back to life.
Yeah, bringing him back to life. I'm just amazed. Anyway, he'll be here next week. He should be here one of these days. Either, you know, kind of getting him ready to launch him back into life. And, you know,
ready we're going to have some fun. Ready for the next 80 years.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I know a 95-year-old woman who had this operation 30 years ago, and she's 95. So, I don't know. And then again, anything can happen in life. So, you always have to appreciate every moment because you can get your operation successful and then, you know, like that movie? I forget. You were telling me about it today when you were doing my hair. Final Destination.
Oh, yeah.
Right, it can happen in another way. Right. I know, it's really creepy, but listen, we all go so far until we figure out a way not to.
Right.
And Michael Jackson has gone, and, you know, God and Goddess bless his soul that inspires us on and on and on. Thank you all for the show. Great job, everybody. I'm not going to recite all your names because I don't know if I'm going to remember them all. But I did recite them somewhere earlier in the course of the show. And I want to thank you, my darling listener, for having us in your home, your mansion on a hill, your cardboard box. I don't know if you can listen to us in your car. Maybe in your on your laptop, you could listen to us in your car. Or actually, you know where you could listen to us in your car? On your iPhone. You can just turn it on your you can turn us on the web on the iPhone and then put it up on the car and listen to Radio Suzy One. I want you to be good. Beat it if there's a crazy fight, you know. Defend the ones you love, of course, and yourself, but no sense in fighting unnecessarily. Just beat it. Jerk off, you know. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Oh, I'm early. So let's talk about beating it. Huh?
Listen to Michael Jackson. ABC.
ABC, you got ABC? You want to go to ABC? We're going to end with the song that inspired me. Freaked me out in a way that a kid that was close to my age was singing about how to make love. Easy as ABC.
Well, he had some older brothers.
Yeah, who did it in front of him.
Right. Life on the road.
Yeah, yeah. But such a pure voice. And you know what? It's true. He's right. In some ways, he's totally wrong. Love is so complicated and crazy, but in some ways, it is as easy as ABC. If you love someone, you just
love them.
Love them right through the bypasses and the jail sentences and
anything.
Anything. I mean, pretty much anything. Not quite anything, but almost. It's easy as ABC. Just love them. Just love them up. Sex in a hospital bed is pretty good, too.
Right.
Yeah, cozy. Keeps you pent in, though. You know, the sides. You don't fall off. I want one. I want one. Tell me what it's all about, Michael. I'm listening to Michael sing ABC while watching myself get cummed on my ass. Easy as ABC, baby. Okay, yay, everybody.